MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The NJCAA Outdoor Track and Field National Championships held this weekend at New Mexico Junior College in Hobbs ended with a historic sweep for the Thunderbirds as both the men's and the women's teams captured national titles. The NMJC men secured the championship with 97 points, edging runner-up South Plains College by 4 points. The women's competition came down to the wire with the Lady Thunderbirds narrowly defeating Iowa Western Community College by just a half a point. And area high school athletes also delivered strong performances at state track and field meets over the weekend. Although neither Hobbs nor Lovington finished among the top three teams, individually, several athletes stood out, including Lovington's Shaylin Dunlap, who set a school record in the Class 4A girls pole vault, and Hobbs athletes also claimed state titles, with Jordan Mendoza winning the Class 5A girls triple jump and Adrian Mora taking first place in the Class 5A boys high jump. The City of Roswell will hold a special city council meeting at 5 p.m. on Thursday at Roswell City Hall to consider approval of the preliminary fiscal year 26-27 budget. City leaders are also expected to authorize submission of the proposed budget to the New Mexico Department of Finance and Administration for review. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton announced a settlement with Albertsons Safeway LLC, the parent company of more than 10 different grocery store chains, that will end the company's use of synthetic antimicrobial pesticides in misting systems on organic produce at its Texas stores. The settlement addresses the use of ProduceMax, an EPA-registered antimicrobial pesticide containing hypochlorous acid, a chlorine-based compound. State officials argue that consumers who pay premium prices for organic products expect those items to remain free from synthetic chemical treatments. Under the agreement, all Albertsons-owned grocery stores in Texas will stop using ProduceMax or any other synthetic antimicrobial pesticide in its misting systems for organic produce. Paxton also praised Texas-based grocery chain HEB and national chain Natural Grocers for their longstanding practices of not treating organic produce with antimicrobial pesticides. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.